Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and you are listening to Tone It Up Tuesday. Today, I want to talk about why you should never give up. Even if you have setbacks, even if things don't go right in your life, whatever goal it is you have set, be it a goal for more physical fitness, a goal to increase your income, a goal to have a better relationship or build better relationships. If all of those, for whatever reason, don't work out in your favor, it does not mean that you're not supposed to have it. You should never, ever give up. The reason you should not give up, because here's what happens when we give up. What happens when we give up is we become more fearful. We become less confident. We lower our self-esteem. And although we don't intend to do these things, this is what takes place, because at that point, we are now believing that we are not capable of achieving the goal. So when you have a setback, or when something does not work out the way you had hoped, the object of the game is to regroup and strategize and go for the highest and best thought that you could possibly muster up. And if for whatever reason that thought isn't coming to mind, that's where your relationships come from. That's where making connections come from. That's where you have to reach out and go out beyond you, because you can always find the answers to your questions. The answers exist. A lot of times we hear people say, whatever it is you want to achieve, wherever it is you want to go, whatever it is you want for your life, it's in you. And so we think that that means that we have to stay connected only to ourselves, or stay with ourselves, or go within ourselves and stay there. That's only a part of the truth. What happens is you go within first, you sit quietly, you meditate, because this is how you tap into your power. You listen to the thoughts that are coming. And sometimes those thoughts will guide you to take a class, to connect with a person, to call someone you haven't talked to in a long time. You will start to see people and ideas and things coming in your mind as to the types of actions you might want to take in order to achieve your goals. So you should never, ever give up, because when we give up, what happens is we send a very strong message to our conscious mind, our subconscious mind. In fact, our entire life, our energy field, if you will, that, hey, this thing that I said I wanted, I no longer want it, because on some level, I feel like I don't deserve it. I've heard people say, well, if it hasn't happened, or if it didn't work out, it wasn't meant to be. Or sometimes they blame God. Others say, well, that's not what God wanted. And a lot of times, God's not at fault. Sometimes we have to take a look at what it is, first of all, we're asking for. Secondly, what we're working on. If it's not covetous, if it's not taking something from someone else who earned something, and you now feel like you're entitled to it, but you haven't done any work to get it, then, of course, that may be why you're having some challenges. But here's the object of the game. If someone has something that you want, in other words, not their particular item or their money, but they have that lifestyle that you admire and you want to know how to get it, or you wish you could have it. The object of the game is to build a relationship, connect with people who are where you want to be. If you're not a happy person, yeah, you need to get around happy people. If you are not a physically fit person and it is a constant struggle for you, you're hit and miss. Oh, wait, am I preaching to myself? Then you need to get around other physically fit people. Because when you're surrounded by them, it's not that you want to be them, but you feel a little bit out of place. But your deserve level tells you that you deserve to be physically fit. It tells you that you deserve to be with that group. It tells you that you deserve to have the best life that you could possibly have. And part of that is being physically fit. If you want more money, you want to connect with people that have money. Get to understand what they have to offer you, what you can learn from them. So we should never give up. We shouldn't quit. And we want to take a look at what do we need? Why is this not working? Sometimes we quit and we convince ourselves that we don't deserve it. We're not supposed to have it. But what happens is we have not taken a look at what's going on, what's really going on in our lives. Sometimes when things aren't working out in your favor, that is a hint from God in this wonderful universe. That is a hint that you need to operate in truth. You want to have a conversation with yourself and say, hey, what's really going on? Why am I not making the kind of money that I want to make? Oh, wait, maybe because you don't think it's possible. Maybe you're not open to receiving it. Oh, wait, what's really going on? Why am I not physically fit? Why am I not getting weighing the pounds that I want to weigh? Why is that not happening? Oh, wait, because you have to be honest. Are you serious about this? Do you really want this to happen? Are you truly committed to this? Have you made it an intentional, powerful goal? Because anything that you turn into an intentional, powerful goal, it will happen for you. And here's my caveat, you guys. That does not mean it's going to happen easily. That's not what that means. What that means is you have to up your game and you have committed to take that journey. You made a commitment, a promise to yourself, the things that you said you wanted for your life. And so once you make that promise to yourself, it's up to you to keep that promise, to follow through. It's not about anybody else. It is about you. It is about what you're going through. It is about what you find to be acceptable for your life. So if you don't have the life that you want, you have to be honest with you. Every time I didn't achieve a goal and I sat down to strategize or create a new strategy or take a look at what went wrong and take a look at the obstacles, what obstacles were preventing me from achieving that goal, I found a few common things. Number one, I took my focus off of the goal and put my attention onto something else. Oh, wait, that implies a lack of commitment to that one goal, or that I was doing too many things, trying to do too many things all at once. So I found that to be the case. So focus was an issue. Commitment was an unintentional issue, but nevertheless, a very real issue. So you want to take a look at what's going on when things aren't happening. The other thing I found that during the times when I was trying to get my income to increase and it wasn't going up, I realized that, wait a minute, creative avoidance was taking place. I was doing lots of work, but not actually doing the money-making activities. And so each day I would put it off and talk myself out of doing the money-making activities. So what did I do? I created a measurement system to make sure that I stayed on track and I made certain promises to myself. So I'm sharing this with you because any of you that are thinking about giving up, thinking that you have set goals that aren't the right goals for you, you have to decide that at the end of the day. And you have to make a decision by being honest with yourself, by looking at what's really going on in your life. And I'll give you a quick answer. Nothing will reveal the truth to you faster than a tracking system, an effective tracking system, that is. And also, if you've got yourself a good coach, okay, so that will help you also. Now, I want to once again, throw in another caveat. It is not the coach's job to beat you up, make you feel small, make you feel stupid, make you feel inadequate, and try and run your life. That's not the purpose of a coach. If you have a coach like that, run. All it's doing is undermining all of your efforts, and it's undermining your confidence. But the coach's job is to ask you the right questions, to get you to think about where are you going, what are you doing, and why are you doing it? And it's just something you really want, is to get you to hear you, is to get you to face you and to help you to stay on track. So those are some of the jobs of a coach. As I said, they're not your mother. They're not your father. And even a mom and a dad shouldn't be beating up on an adult. So if you've got a mom and a dad that's beating you up and you're an adult, yeah, like, grow up. I'm just saying, you need to grow up and make a decision, because, yeah, that's a no-no. Anything that undermines your confidence, you know what? You need to cut it out. There's my blanket answer. Sometimes it's real dangerous to give like a cut and dry blanket answer, but I'm just going to say it. With that being said, you guys, listen, you should never, ever give up. You want to refresh your goals. If you decided that, wait a minute, this isn't working. Here it is. It's July. So it's mid-year and you need to understand what's going on. Now, there's several other factors that could be going on within your goal setting, your goal achievement. Several other things that could be going on. But these are just a few, and perhaps these will get you started. But if it's not happening for you and you kind of need that mid-year goal achievement checkup, well, number one, as I said, talk to your coach or get a coach. Number two, you can also, I have a workshop and it's right around the corner. Actually, it's July 11th. It's here in Jacksonville, Florida. You can go to my website at this at patcouncil.com and you can click on workshops and there it is right at the top. The Goal Achievement Mid-Year Checkup Workshop. It's fun. And you're going to learn some things about yourself. You're going to learn some things about the goals that you set. And you're going to get some answers that's going to help you follow through and blaze a trail to the end of the year, a trail of success. And if you're interested in attending that, it's absolutely free. I'm doing it through the SBA. And so it's free for you guys. So don't miss that golden opportunity to come and find out what you can do to make your goals happen, what you can do to win. Listen, every goal that you've set, every good goal that you've set that doesn't hurt other people, you are supposed to achieve it. It is for you to make it happen. So go to patcouncil.com. You'll see workshops in the menu. Click on that. It's right at the top. Or go to patcouncil.com/Power Achievers Workshops. And you can register because it is RSVP only, you guys. We want to make sure we have enough materials for everybody that's attending. Listen, that's all I have for you on this Tone It Up Tuesday. I want you to not quit and do life with power.